Britain has a new Islam-friendly government bond.
Investing, renting, sending your kid to college? Listen to the Marketplace Money podcast. Find it on iTunes or at marketplace.org/podcasts.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Global Perspective on Business and Economics. Britain's Prime Minister today will announce an official government bond that's approved under the rules of Islamic finance. What's called Sharia-compliant finance is a rich vein of capitalism and involves certain filters, such as not investing in companies that gamble or sell alcohol. But it's also about not charging interest, prohibited under Islamic law. For example, if you want to buy a car, typically you get a loan for the cost of the car, then pay the lender back plus additional money for interest. Now, under Sharia rules, the bank might buy the car and sell it back to you at above the market price. You pay the lender back in installments, you get a car, bank profits. BBC correspondent Simon Jack joins us from London with more on the UK initiative today. Good morning, Simon.
Morning.
So there is a focus in London today on Islamic finance, and the British government is suggesting an interesting, I guess, innovation, a kind of bond.
The British government is going to try and issue a bond which Muslims can invest in. And to do that, they've got to comply with Sharia law. You cannot charge interest, which is a bit of a problem because one of the principal features of a bond is that it pays interest. So how do you get around that? Well, one of the ways you do that is you have, rather than interest, you'll have an underlying asset which produces some sort of return. So in a way, it's profit rather than interest.
Now, there is a growing recognition. You can see it in some of the statements of Britain's finance minister, the Chancellor of the Exchequer, that there is a lot of money swirling around if you make the investments Sharia compliant.
I mean, if you look at places like Dubai and other Abu Dhabi, other centers in the Middle East, there are trillions of dollars worth of investments which trade on a daily basis. So London and other centers want to get a piece of this. There's petrodollars are washing around in the Middle East. Let's bring some of them here.
The Prime Minister, David Cameron, has certainly been a very busy fellow trying to attract capital into London's financial district. He was just back from talking to the Chinese last week, wasn't he?
And it's been quite controversial, David, because what he wanted to attract from China was trading in the Chinese currency, the renminbi. Now, the problem is that many people within this country think that we need less focus on financial services and more focus on productive industries. This seems to be going contrary to that direction of travel.
The BBC's Simon Jack, thank you very much.
No problem.
Now let's do the numbers. After a 2% rise on Monday, the Nikkei in Japan fell 0.5% today. The FT 100 in London is up 0.5%. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are dancing in place at the moment. Connecting the continents of Asia and Europe across the Bosphorus River via rail has been a dream of Turkish leaders for about 150 years. Today, the fantasy becomes reality. Turkey is opening an underground rail line that'll connect the two sides of Istanbul. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore looks into it.
Yasmin Turkan can see across the Bosphorus from her mom's house. She says Istanbul's biggest problem is traffic.
A destination that would take normally 20 minutes without traffic sometimes take up to 3 hours. It creates huge stress for people.
It even affects your chances of getting hired.
A lot of the companies are located in the European side, and a lot of people live on the other side, on the Anatolian side. For companies, in terms of hiring and human resources, it's a huge issue.
The new rail line and subway system could reduce crossing time to just 15 minutes from an hour and 40 minutes. Usage of public transportation is expected to go to 28% from 3%. Birol Yeşilada directs the Center for Turkish Studies at Portland State University. He says that's a big deal for Turkey's economic heartland.
All the way east about, oh, good 100 miles, and then 100 miles west, there are industrial sites scattered all over the place.
Getting people to and from those sites efficiently is the economic equivalent of adding oil to an engine. I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.
Looking for a good read? Visit the Big Book blog at marketplace.org. Listen to author interviews and read excerpts from the Marketplace bookshelf online at marketplace.org/thebigbook.
You may see these cropping up in a shopping center near you, what's called a dental spa. Think cucumber-scented eye pillows and a massaging dental chair. But can you make a dreaded appointment with a dentist into a treat? Jennifer Strong reports.
About 50 million Americans say they're scared of the dentist. One way dentists hope to get them in the chair? Mood music with a foot massage. Lele Fosley is with the D.C. Dental Spa.
It doesn't smell like the old dental places that it used to, so now it's just something very pleasant, just like you would do at home.
Besides aromatherapy, her spa also offers Botox treatments. Other dentists go so far as to lend patients a real live puppy to hold.
You know, in the past, people would go in for just a cleaning or for a cavity. But you want to come up with anything that makes that visit pleasant.
The American Dental Association says many more dentists are adding spa-like services. There's a reason for that. Lately, dentists have been losing money, and spa services are profitable. These dentists used to market themselves as cosmetic, but consumers are replacing that term. Search data from Google Trends suggests people used to look up cosmetic dentists, now they look for dental spa. Dentist Mina Gobriel says whatever it's called, he thinks of it as just modern dentistry.
We believe that if the patient is comfortable, the whole environment, positive energy will be in the room. Eventually, the result will be better for the patient.
But there's still hope for the corner dentist. As technology improves and gets less expensive, more dentists will replace things like those annoying drills with lasers. I'm Jennifer Strong for Marketplace.
So among the takeaway points here, everything can be improved by grafting on the word spa. A Department of Motor Vehicles spa, a tax audit spa. Possibilities are endless. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.